You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're actually, it took 2 hours to get a whole dipper done, Boom. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it was a good dipper.
When you got that much to dip, you know, what do you say? But anyway, yeah, we're moving to number two on the triple dipper. I'm just calling it fixing the leak. Fixing it. You got a leak, you got to plug that thing up. Well, all right, so here's the deal. I know all of y'all have heard about this situation with classified documents making it out into the real world. You know what I'm saying? So suddenly we have data that was supposed to be protected, unprotected. Whether you believe all of it should have been or not, doesn't matter. The fact is it was. So there's a parallel discussion here. One is, why are some things considered classified? Well, first of all, just because we know this thing now doesn't mean that that thing didn't contribute to five other things that, if they're all put together in the same package, creates a major classification issue. So you just have to tuck them all away for a moment, I guess. The other piece, though, is if we're going to say it's classified, then how does a 21-year-old kid get to post pictures of it on his, you know, game platform, you know, talk chat room with his buddies? It doesn't work that way. At least it's not supposed to. So I'll tell you right now. Here's the thing. What we know. I'm gonna start unpacking what we know in great. I'll back up by telling you, I spent numerous years of my service time with what's called a TSSCI, a top secret SCI clearance, which means that I had access to, you know, lots of crazy cool stuff. And when you get into TSSCI, then you may be working on a SAP, which is a program that's even more compartmentalized, and you have to get what's called read on to that SAP. And then when you're done, you have to get read off of that SAP. Here's where we know that the kid, who his name is spelled, it's unusual, got an X in the middle, but apparently his name is pronounced Teixeira. He's a 21-year-old resident of North Dighton, Massachusetts. He was on active duty, I understand, as an Air National Guardsman in Massachusetts. He was a computer guy. I don't know if he's cybersecurity or just a systems specialist, but anyway, nonetheless, he's a computer guy. 21 years old. Was the information TS level? Yes, it was. It actually was. He got it off of a system called JWix. So you got three major systems that you can imagine data being transmitted on that the military uses. You got the NipperNet, the CipherNet, and the JWix. All right, the NipperNet is just basically open internet. You can email your buddy about lunch on the NipperNet, right? You can send somebody the meeting time to brief the commander on NipperNet. It's all good. NipperNet is like anything else you and I would use, you know, in our day-to-day. It's the Army's version of Gmail or the military's version of Gmail. All right, so there's the NipperNet. You can hang stuff out on the NipperNet. Like, you might get your, if you've ever been in the military and you got your early bird brief, it's just like sometimes more detailed than what you get on a newspaper, but it's just like stuff, open source news, latest trends, how to update your perm so that your own personal files are good to go. NipperNet, all good. Then there's CipherNet. CipherNet stands for Secret Internet Protocol Router Network, and the CipherNet is where you send classified emails, basic, that are at the confidential or secret level. Secret is confidential, and then it goes secret, and then you get the top secret, and then you have TSSCIs, and then there's other stuff, you know, with acronyms that I don't even go into. But you got the NipperNet, all good, wide open, anybody can see it. You got the CipherNet. That's where you have confidential or secret transmission of information. And then you have JWix, which is higher than all both of those. JWix stands for the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication Systems. And a JWix is where top secret data is hung or transmitted. And it's usually going to wind up being extremely sensitive. It's going to wind up being something that has military or national implications or even international implications. And the JWICS is not to be messed with. And the JWICS is usually, it's going to be on a separate system. It's isolated from the SIPR and the NIPR. You can't even air gap things over from JWICS into SIPR. You can't. It's isolated from that. And that's where this kid got his data. So a 21-year-old kid had access to a JWICS system. And allegedly what he did was he went in there and he began taking notes at first. And then he would go kind of transcribe his notes, put them in his pocket, and take them out and give them to his friends on this game platform. Literally, they're gamers, and they talk to each other. And allegedly, he just wanted them to understand what the world was like out there and be aware of their surroundings and yada, yada. Okay, that ain't the way you do it, dude. You can do that with an article off of National Review or the New York Times if you wanted to. But then it got one step further. Apparently, JWICS, he had access to a JWICS classified level printer, which, by the way, yes, you have classified printers and copiers. If you have to make copies, it's understood that imagery can be left inside a machine, so therefore you don't mix what prints out of certain machines. And so he had access to a JWICS printer, apparently, and printed stuff and stuck it in his pocket and walked out with it. And then later on posted the pictures, maps, briefing slides, and they were clearly labeled top secret. Well, daggum. Put aside whether you like the information getting out or not. Put aside. The fact is, if that stuff can walk out in a 21-year-old's pocket, then what else can walk out in a 21-year-old's pocket? So then he posted all out there, allegedly, like again, to impress his friends. And now here we are, because what happened was, eventually it got out. It got off the platform, and it got sent onto, I think it's called 4chan, and then it got grabbed by a Russian-based online platform that posted it for all the world to see. Well, that's where it went big. That's where our intel community finally woke up and realized this was happening. So dang, a 21-year-old kid just got all that done. I got a caller. I'll take it. I got about 2 minutes. So is that Clarence? Clarence from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's up?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Honestly, at 21 years old, his story is more believable to me than what you're seeing that happen with Joe Biden. Joe Biden had access to higher classified information than that he had put in his garage.
Oh yeah.
Here's another thing to think about. How come the FBI only showed up to Trump's house and this kid's house? Why didn't they show up to Hillary's house? Why didn't they show up to Biden's house?
Well, because there's two levels of justice. You and I know that.
Well, and that's exactly right. So what this makes me wonder, they're going to crucify this kid. You know it as well as I do. And is that justified based off of what he did? Sure. But if we're going to go out and do it that way, how do we as Americans continue to let this happen? Because if you actually look, his role model for what he did, he probably was thinking, well, nothing happened to anybody else that leaks out classified information or that actually takes it home and stores it.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. You know, if he was paying attention, he would have seen that low-level guys like him do get punished. I mean, you've got several out there to look at. It's only if you're a high-level Democrat you get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where the 21-year-old part of them comes in. You know,
yeah.
We don't always think, you know, straight at 21 years old. But, you know, that's the biggest problem to me is, you know, we're sitting here and making this kid out. And I always, whenever this happens, the media and the Biden administration loves this happening right now. What are they using this as deception for something else going on? And that's the way when I look at this. Why are they blowing it up like this? Because they're doing something else behind the scenes and they're trying to cause attention to this only.
I don't disagree with that. And the only thing I would say, though, to kind of mitigate what you just said is, but it happened on their watch and that ain't good for them in the end. But you know
as well as I do, nobody's heads are going to roll besides this 21-year-old. You know that.
Well, dang. You know, that's the other point you bring up, man, because and I'm about to have to go to it. I'll tell you what, Clarence, I got to run to break, so let me do that. Thank you.
Absolutely,
for the call,
man.
Buddy. Appreciate it. Boomer, take us to the break. I'll talk it out. But while we're heading to break, let me just say that Clarence is right. We're watching to see whether anybody else is going to wind up, you know, being called on the carpet. Well, guess what? This 21-year-old didn't work for himself. He was not his own supervisor. He was not his own raider. He was a freaking E3, airman first class. There's somebody out there who was supposed to be watching over him who failed miserably at their job, and they need to have their names put in the paper like his. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, I'm telling you, we got some stuff on the show right now. But let me tell you, too, one of our ad sponsors, the people who have been with us since the beginning of the show, is ZLA Solutions. So if you're not familiar, you need to be. ZLA Solutions is one of the best out there at helping you with all kinds of different business end solutions. They got things like quality control, sorting and containment. They can help you with your logistics, your warehousing. But their bread and butter remains staffing. It doesn't matter whether it's temporary or direct hire. They can help you with putting people in place so that your work site has what it needs in terms of manpower. They can do it, man. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say it, don't matter. ZLA Solutions just had one of their biggest years ever at putting people and jobs together. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's their website, ZLAUSA.com. And if you talk to them, please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. I know these folks personally, and I get a kick out of it when they tell me they heard from another one of y'all. All right, let's move on here. Have I got a caller? Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. What's shaking, bud?
Oh, just everything, man. Especially when I'm filling out medical forms that want to know what sex, gender, if I'm a furry or whatever, I guess.
Did you tell them how you identify today? Did you tell them you identify as a healthy rich man?
No, I should have told them I identify as President Biden. So I should have some Secret Service come around me.
What's on your mind, man?
If I was this kid that leaked all this stuff, I would go to the jailers and demand to be released right now because under the Constitution, you have the equal justice under the law. And I don't think until Hillary and all the rest of them are put in prison or something, there's no equal justice. So what right do they have to hold this guy?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is there won't be any case precedent on Hillary for him to rely on. She just got away with it, you know, socially and quietly. And unfortunately, everything I think that he's got there to rely on does not go well in his favor, like the young kid who was a submariner who took pictures inside his nuclear submarine and shouldn't, and got, you know, nabbed for it. Right when Hillary was destroying her server, this kid was doing that. He's the one that came out of the bad end.
Yeah. The best advice I could give him is to have his name legally changed to Hunter Biden, and no one will ever speak a word of it again.
It'll
come off all the news wires.
It'll all be over, and he'll be selling art for $500,000 a pop right there.
There you go. I'm half serious, you know, and everything, because if he did change his name, you know, the news reports wouldn't do it. It wouldn't say a word about it.
Wouldn't want to. What's your druther on this kid? Is he a hero or a villain?
He's just like you said, a knucklehead who was trying to impress people, and he shouldn't be, you know. I don't think they should do anything to him because if Hillary Clinton can be subpoenaed for her hard drives and everything, and willfully take them out and smash them to pieces and not get any repercussions from that. You know, how can you hold somebody responsible if you're not going to hold everybody responsible?
I know. But you know what? I don't want Hillary Clinton to be the model for the way things go from now on. I mean, I think the kid's going to have to face some repercussions, and it's just the way it's going to be. His military career's over. His life's going to be changed now because he made some stupid, stupid, stupid mistakes. But I don't want Hillary Clinton to be the role model for how the justice system should go. But, hey, Jeff, I got to go, man. I'm going to get some texts in before the break, but appreciate you, brother. Take care.
Have a good weekend, Phil.
All right, buddy, you too. So I'm going to go to the text lines because this topic is lit it up. John from Brownsboro says, the question is here, who benefits from his information leak? I want tax records. So I guess John's saying he thinks he was paid. He had a paragraph before that. He says, I think the leaker may be the fall guy. I forgot whom you said commented that it was wrapped up too cleanly and quickly, but he said, I feel the same. A former state senator couldn't get a driver's license faster than he was apprehended. I don't know what he's talking about there. But anyway, the bottom line is he believes there's more to the story. All right. Samah, the truck driver, says maybe he'll claim to be a Democrat and get off Biden-free. my truck driver caucus is all in agreement right now. Ron from Tuscumbia says the Motor City Madman has announced his farewell tour. Okay, I did not know that, but I'm guessing that means that our Ted Nugent is looking at calling it retirement. John from Huntsville says, I don't understand what the big deal is. 21-year-old guy thought a law had been passed that made it legal to steal and post classified top secret documents since Hillary and Biden did it multiple times and nothing happened to them. Allison from Madison, no one will ever go after Hillary. People like breathing too much. Yeah, there it is. Everybody who goes after Hillary winds up, you know, having to post suicide watch, right? Glenn from Bluntsville, he says it's an integrity issue. I agree. It is. And the kids got an integrity. Kids also got, it's a maturity issue too, I think, here. If he was a 31-year-old, I'd go, but he's 21-year-old trying to impress his buddies, allegedly. If that's the case. Now, somebody asked the question, is it treason? No, it's not, because treason, I believe, is an intent-based crime. You have to have intent to do harm to your own nation. Generally speaking, in a military format or something that puts you into a detrimental position as a country. This right now does not have all the hallmarks for that, unless there's more to the story. But right now, was it still a violation? Yes. Was it reckless? Very likely. Can he be tried under the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice? I'm saying yes, he can. So I don't know where they're going to try this, by the way. I'm not sure if it is UCMJ action or it's going to be purely a federal action, but nonetheless, it's triable. Jay from Hartsel, the administration has more leaks than a calendar. Yeah. Okay. Marcus from Huntsville. If he wanted his gamer buddies to know the truth about the state of the nation, he could have just sent them a link to Right Side Radio. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate you, brother. New listener, Johnny from Fayette. Johnny, glad you're in there, man. Thank you for joining. Scott from Huntsville. I think the media is using the classified documents leak as a distraction from the Trump indictments falling apart and blowing up into the Democrat Party's face. Maybe. You know what? But though, if you get down to it, this leak is still an embarrassment to the current administration. It's not going to embarrass Trump. It's not going to hide anything. You're not wagging the dog by having a good thing over here to hide the bad thing over there. This is a bad thing, period. Wow. Harris from Athens says, giddy up, right side ruffians. All right, listen, we're going to take the break. We're going to come back. I reckon I'm staying with number two, Boomer. I got so much more to cover on this leak thing. Like, what do the documents tell us? What have we learned in these documents? What is it that people are saying? Some are calling him a hero because he exposed what? Well, first of all, he wasn't a hero. He was a knucklehead. At the very least, he was a knucklehead. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We'll be right back. we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show transmits down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. By the way, Boomer John from Huntsville just texted in and says he's talking to you, but I read it. He says, hey, Boomer, I got a funny feeling that a complete triple dipper ain't happening today. That's only because, John, the first two dippers were so robust. They were, both of them had 10 pounds of stuff in their 5-pound bags. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
He actually wrote in earlier and said, hey, if the triple dipper doesn't happen or it doesn't seem like happening, hit the home fries and say, that triple dipper's fried.
Oh my gosh. All right. And by the way, just go ahead and give him the applause for that too.
That was good.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll be in the area all day. Thank you. Hey, by the way, one of our sponsors, the Elm Foundation, got to tell you about them. Elm Foundation. If you haven't checked them out, I encourage you to do so. Got a very cool website. It can be found at Elm. That's ELMHSV.org. That's like Elm Huntsville. ELMHSV.org. The Elm Foundation. Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation is doing some way cool stuff, getting involved with people's lives and bringing them back to a place of productivity and being a part of society and getting them off the streets and helping them with, you know, direct job skills and you know, prepping their resume and providing support and counseling and literally just not just saying, here you go, here's a tool. No, they're saying, and we'll walk you through it. They're working with people. They provide accountability, like, hey, you didn't hit the mark this week. Why is that? Tell us what's going on. And then they're walking people through this entire process. And it works, man. It's not like the government is throwing money at something. The Elm Foundation is changing people's lives. What I love about them, too, they are a 501c3. But if you donate anything at all to the Elm Foundation, it goes straight to programs. All of their administrative costs have already been covered by one benefactor who said they will take care of staffing and administrative and all that kind of stuff so that anything somebody donates thereafter goes straight into programs. So I love that. Elm Foundation. Check them out. ELMHSV.org. That's their website. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard the ad on Right Side Radio. Allie from Athens has texted in and said, robust dippers. I think we're going to have to add that to the Right Side Ruffian rhetoric. Right Side Ruffian radio rhetoric. All right, there you go. All right, hey, so by the way, let's talk about this this dipper we're doing right now on fixing the leak. So what do we know? Well, right now, they're already out there trying to claim that the reason why this kid did it was because he's a white supremacist, extremist, radical, right, ultra, whatever. They are. The Washington Post has already got their experts from the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism claiming that this is a far-right, racist, anti-government character. And it's just, so if I see somebody capitalizing on this to try and root out extremism, listen. It is one, right now, the story we have, unless somebody can pull evidence to the contrary, the story we have is we got a knucklehead kid who did not seem to understand the non-disclosure he signed or the top secret clearance that he had, for some reason, been given at 21 years old. So a piece that I pulled off of National Review is really good. The title of it is What America's Dumbest Leaker Revealed. And the article starts off by pointing out it's one thing to have our country's secrets revealed by an ideologue like Edward Snowden, or to have some hapless schmo to spill the beans to a Russian honey trap like Anna Chapman. But no, we just had our biggest secrets revealed to the whole world by a 21-year-old Air Force National Guard tech guy dweeb who wanted to look like an original gangster to his teenage friends on an online server. And that's the story right now. At face value, that's it. But right now, the Pentagon's already trying to take steps to, you know, sort of lock some things down, change some policies, I guess. And I don't know why that would even be necessary, because most people would look at this and go, if a 21-year-old is hanging out in the SCIF, the secure facilities, hanging out in the SCIF way too long, doing things on a JWICS platform that he probably shouldn't be doing, maybe somebody ought to ask a question. Where was his freaking boss? Where was his supervisor? Where was his NCO or his officer? Where was somebody who was going to say, hey, Teixeira, what are you doing? Why'd you do that? What's in your pocket? Well, anyway, I mean, and by the way, if you look at the kid's life, it does not appear that he just suddenly arose on the stage and no one knows where he came from. No, I mean, the kid's like, you can go look at family postings for when they were so excited that he joined the military in 2021. Jack is on his way home today, tech school complete, ready to start his Air Force career, said his mom, you know, hanging balloons on the mailbox. Welcome home from basic training. I mean, this is like, it gets sad when you think about it. And if it really was just a knuckleheaded move, then you look at it and realize he just broke his life. He just broke his life. But somewhere, somebody senior to him needs to get broken too. I mean, I'm talking about broken hard. But here's the kind of things that came out of the documents, because it was off of JWICS. It was off of a platform that carried actual TS-level information, and some of it was damaging. People who are saying, we got information that we needed to get. Okay, there's a few things in here that you look at and go, I'm not sure why that was TS. But there's other things that needed to be TS. And oh, by the way, the sourcing, some of it could actually burn some of our contacts overseas right now. We have people that may be at risk because this kid was impressing his buddies. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, seriously. Some of this stuff, there's going to be narrow bands of sourcing that when the foreign government gets mad and wants to go find out where it came from, there's only a handful of people that would have helped generate that information as one of our sources. And it's going to burn one of our sources. And people are going to die because of it, potentially. And we're going to lose good human intelligence. You can have signals intelligence. You can have, you know, overhead imagery intelligence. But the best intel in the world comes from HUMINT. It's from the people on the ground who can gather it for you. And we may have burned some of those. Things like, here you go, here's the stuff. One report says the Ukrainians are on pace to run out of air defense missiles. All right, what that basically means is we're looking at a timeline where they think that by mid-May, Ukraine may be running out of air defense missiles. And what does that do? It puts them in a position to, you know, the Russians to regain air superiority, and that's going to be bad. All right, what else? Western plans to train and to arm and train Ukraine's army. What's happening with the amount of armor and artillery that Ukraine has? How many shells, numbers of shells and precision-guided rockets that Ukraine fires each day? That's stuff that can give Russian analysts a field day to figure out capabilities and where they can mass their firepower. How about this? U.S. intelligence agencies have apparently penetrated every aspect of Russian intelligence. I'm not going into details because I don't want to, but the reality is we may have just burned some Russian intel operations. How about this? Challenges to the Ukrainian counteroffensive. I won't go into details again, but what it basically did was it gave the Russians perhaps an empowerment to sense that, okay, this is going to go better than we thought it would. I'm just telling you, some of this stuff's bad. Then you get into things like reports that the Mossad, Israel intelligence, had actually encouraged some of anti-Netanyahu protests on the streets over there. What does that mean? Instability in the Israeli government. That didn't need to get out. How about this? The China's People's Liberation Army had successfully tested a new hypersonic intermediate range ballistic missile. I don't know why that one would have to be TS unless there was more to it or if there was a sourcing issue. How about this? Egypt, that receives a lot of U.S. aid, by the way, reports that they were considering selling up to 40,000 rockets to Russia. What? Now, that's also one where we could see a source get burned, because that could only have come from a few limited options within Egypt. How about this? Russian intelligence officers bragging that they had convinced the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, to work together against the U.S. and the U.K. Well, what does that mean? If there's Russian intelligence officers bragging, then all you got to do is go back and figure out who was bragging, and Putin can burn one of our sources. So what I'm saying is this. It's not always about what they leaked. It's about the leak itself and what you trace it back to and what does that do to future options for human intelligence. Here's another piece. They went ahead and disclosed that U.S. Special Forces are currently operating in Ukraine at the embassy. Now, I'm not surprised by this at all. In fact, I would have been surprised to find out they weren't, because I would imagine we got more special operations than even this reports, just saying. But I'm giving you this one because Admiral John Kirby, the spokesperson for the National Security Council, has already announced it. After he was confronted, when the documents leaked suggesting that special forces are operating inside the country, Kirby was asked about it at a press briefing, and he went ahead and said, I won't talk to specifics, but yes, we do have basically U.S. forces working out of the Ukraine embassy in order to help us with accountability on the equipment and funding that we're sending over. That's his storyline? I don't know. Are they conducting ops? I don't know. But we do have boots on the ground, in a sense. Now, I did see Tucker Carlson go big on the boots on the ground thing last night. If we got a lot of boots on the ground, then I think that's very, very interesting. But what we have right now is a report that we have 12 working in the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. So a little different than lots and lots of boots on the ground. But Paul from Athens has texted in. He says, with regards to the leaker, next he'll be labeled as a Trump operative. I'm waiting. Pretty soon they're going to have him with a MAGA hat on, and it's all going to be over, bro. So a lot of things in these documents. But listen, I guess, and I'm not even going to get to all my storylines. There's no way I can cover all these articles. I printed out so much stuff for this. But here's the deal. And by the way, I'll go back. If you want to read some of these, the only one not posted today on our website is the National Review story, because I found it right before I went on the air. But if you want to read any of these, Boomer takes the resources every day. I send him all the links. He helps me prep the documents so I can highlight them and mark them up and all that kind of stuff, and then get up here and rattle them on the air. But we had so many people asking, what was that article you had? Where do I get that? Go to the website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the bottom of the live stream page, and you'll see a button that says resources. All of them are on there. Today's Triple Dipper is on there. Every article that we're using is up there so you can find it yourself too. Here's the deal. Was he a hero or a villain? He was a villain in the criminal sense. He was a villain because he did something he should not have done. He violated the trust. He violated an oath. He knew better. He knew what he was doing, except that he didn't seem capable of stopping himself, which indicates that he's also a knucklehead. We don't have any indication that this was like an ideological thing or a treasonous thing or an extremist thing. What we have is a kid who never should have had access to a JWICS platform, who got documents and information and thought he'd impress his buddies. What a stupid thing to do. And yet, was he a true criminal? He's a criminal in terms of violating the law, but what we don't have is treasonous intent that we know of. That being said, he's beyond being a knucklehead, and his life has just been ruined. And is he going to be a scapegoat? Yeah, but you know what? By God, there needs to be some people out there whose heads roll right along with him, because they were supposed to be his handlers. They were supposed to be his supervisors. That skiff is not supposed to be operated the way it apparently was being operated. And I'd like to know who was in charge of it and why we haven't heard their names yet, and we better soon. All right, folks, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take this break. We'll come right back and put a lid on the whole week, because it's Friday, and we get back. We have to play that sound effect again, Boomer. All right, you guys, stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Man, it's almost go-home time. Some of you guys can smell the barn from where you are. Hey, listen, I got a caller on the line, held on during the break, and I appreciate that, so let me just grab it, and thank you. Mike from Harvest, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mr. Williams. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to mention the fact that the Pentagon got this guy because the New York Times and the Washington Post delivered him to them on a silver platter.
That's a great point. And when the intel community finds out from the press, what's up? You there?
That's kind of an issue. I thought that might be interesting. Unlike, say, Alexander Vittman, who they lauded and, you know, made a hero.
Yeah. Yeah, Vittman was a punk. But Well, so
that's not quite the word I would use, but it's more polite.
Well, it's a family show. I got to say it that way, but
I understand, sir.
No, you're right. I'd forgotten that angle. You're right. The press is the reason why we found out about this, and it was all the way onto a Russian-based internet platform before it even got to the point of the press finding it and then bring it to the National Security Council's attention. Mike, thanks for the heads up, buddy. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
No problem, sir. You have a wonderful day, Mr. Wiggins.
You too. More to come on this. In fact, you know what? There better be more to come on this. How about that? Because I'll be honest with you, part of me feels, I mean, as much as I know the kid's a knucklehead, as much as I know, I have no sympathy for Eric Snowden. I really don't have any sympathy for Julian Assange. I don't have any sympathy at all for Bradley Manning. And yes, I call him Bradley Manning, although I guess maybe his legal name change has occurred by now and it's Chelsea Manning. Anyway, nonetheless. This situation is sad, and when you put the human factor in there, I mean, he's in court today, and for arraignment, was it today or yesterday, for arraignment, and you know his parents are sitting right behind him. He still lived with his parents, so we're talking about a kid who's still living at home with his mom and dad, who's excited that he's in the Air National Guard. He's proud of his uniform. He's allegedly trying to puff up to his friends. Part of it is you look at it and go, dang, man, because you just crushed your life by just being a complete idiot. And his parents are in the courtroom, and his dad, you know, as he's being taken away in handcuffs, his dad hollers out, I love you, son. Yeah, man, just what an awful day for the family whose mom, you know, we've got pictures of her Facebook page. When he got out of basic training, she had balloons on the mailbox. And you look at it and go, dadgummit. So, yeah, I want to know, and not that I'm shifting blame, because the kid's going to deserve whatever he gets. And we're looking at just, not only was it an awful decision on his part, we're looking at what it's going to do to people downrange who were our sources who may now be at risk. And what will that do to our ability to gather actionable intelligence in the future? But dadgummit, I want to know who was supposed to be there with him watching over his shoulder to make sure he does his job well and maintains all security protocols, because they failed. And they didn't just fail once. Apparently they failed a lot. If he had done this one time and gotten away with it, I'd be going, man, all right. I guess I kind of get it, but dang. No. This was multiple times. There's hundreds of documents they believe that he took out. And it just, every time you talk about it, it gets worse. You're like, good Lord. So is he a hero? Friggin' no, he's not. He's an idiot. Is he a villain? Yes, in the legal sense, he certainly is. Is it maddening? Yep. Do we have some losses now on the world stage? Yep, we sure do. We got some egg on our face, and we got some intel we lost, and we may have burned some sources. Maybe people die. And we lost face in the eyes of the world overall. And lastly, it's just freaking sad. It's just sad that this 21-year-old kid was given access to things he never should have had, and now his life is ruined because he didn't have the maturity to handle it. And somebody should have known that. Somebody should have freaking known that. Punish the kid. Dadgummit, you better figure out who did this right alongside him by being negligent in their job. Strip a stripe off someone's arm. You know, defrock the lieutenant. I don't know. Somebody somewhere. All right, that's enough of that rant. I've worked in enough skiffs and done enough things and worked with young troops before that it just makes me mad. But in the meantime, we've got a weekend, Boomer. All day long, it's been Friday, and now tomorrow's Saturday. All right, you guys, y'all have an amazing weekend. Boomer and I back here Monday at 2. We will see you then.